Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1085, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Give the young lady time to get out. I says, all right, I will do just as you say. And I did as he said. Mr. Frank hit me a little blow on my chest and says, now whatever you do, don't let Mr. Darley see you. I says, all right, I won't let him see me. And then Mr. Frank went upstairs and he said, remember to keep your eyes open. And I says, all right, I will, Mr. Frank. And I eat there on the box, and that was the last I seen of Mr. Frank until up in the day sometime. The first person I saw that morning after I got in there was Mr. Darley. He went upstairs. The next person was Miss Mattie Smith. She went on upstairs. Then I saw her come down from upstairs. Miss Mattie walked to the door and stopped, and Mr. Darley comes on down to the door where Miss Mattie was, and he says, don't you worry, I will see that you get that next Saturday. And Miss Mattie came on out and went up Alabama Street, and Mr. Darley went back upstairs. Seemed like Miss Mattie was crying. She was wiping her eyes when she was standing down there. This was before I went to Nelson and Forsyth Streets. After we got back from Montag Brothers, the first person I saw come along was a lady that worked on the fourth floor. I don't know her name. She went on up the steps. The next person that came along was the Negro drayman. He went on upstairs. He was a peg-legged fellow, real dark. The next I saw this Negro and Mr. Holloway coming back down the steps. Mr. Holloway was putting on his glasses and had a bill in his hands, and he went out towards the wagon on the sidewalk. Then Mr. Holloway came back up the steps. Then after Mr. Darley came down and left, Mr. Holloway came down and left. Then this lady that worked on the fourth floor came down and left. The next person I saw coming there was Mr. Quinn. He went upstairs, stayed a little while, and then came down. The next person that I saw was Miss Mary Perkins. That's what I call her. This lady that is dead, I don't know her name. After she went upstairs, I heard her footsteps going towards the office, and after she went in the office, I heard two people walking out of the office, and I think they were coming down the steps, but they didn't come downstairs. They went back towards the metal department. After they went back there, I heard the lady scream. Then I didn't hear no more. And the next person I saw coming in there was Miss Montine Stover. She had on a pair of tennis shoes and a raincoat. She stayed there a pretty good while. It wasn't so very long either. She came back down the steps and left. After she came back down the steps and left, I heard somebody from the metal department come running back there upstairs, on their tiptoes. Then I heard somebody tiptoeing back towards the metal department. After that, I kind of dozed off and went to sleep. Next thing I knew, Mr. Frank was up over my head stamping, and then I went and locked the door and sat on the box a little while, and the next thing I heard was Mr. Frank whistling. I don't know how many minutes it was after that I heard him whistle. When I heard him whistling, I went and unlocked the door just like he said and went on up the steps. Mr. Frank was standing up there at the top of the steps and shivering and trembling.